Sunday service of the Trinity Baptist Church, Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, North Carolina, and the world, and wherever man is found. For this, the fourth day of March, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2012. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 1. Psalm 1, the reading begins at verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our opening selection is titled Holy, 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 found as selection number 1 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal, published by Convention Press, Nashville, Tennessee, USA. The song is titled Holy, 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 selection number 1. The lyrics are now offered. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, who wert and art and evermore shalt be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen.
Hear now the word of the Lord.
as recorded in Psalm 100. Psalm 100, the reading begins at verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Our next selection is titled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The lyrics are now offered. It is selection number 403 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 403 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The lyrics are now offered. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Thank you.
a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. The reading begins at verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he said unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where they were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she saw Peter's, verse 14 now, Acts chapter 12, verse 14. Acts chapter 12, verse 14. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he beckoned unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go show these things unto James and to the brethren." And he departed and went into another place. Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 17. Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 17. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your miracles. We thank you for your attention to our conditions. We thank you for assuring us that we are never alone and that you know everything that happens to us, that you are there, you see, and you know. We thank you for your action in our lives, your actions that comfort us, that deliver us, that protect us, that bless us. We thank you for your saving grace. We thank you for the Christian walk. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, and amen. Our next selection is titled, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Selection number 111 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection number 111, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. The lyrics are now offered. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did ever such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor contempt on all my pride. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Acts chapter 12, continuing to read beginning at verse 18. Acts chapter 12, beginning reading at verse 18. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, "It is the voice of a God and not of a man." And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Acts chapter 11, verses 18 through 25. Our next selection is titled, "Come, Thou Almighty King." Come, Thou Almighty King, found at selection number 2 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled, "Come, Thou Almighty King." The lyrics are now offered. Come, Thou Almighty King, help us Thy name to sing. Help us to praise, Father, all glorious, over all victorious. Come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. Come, Thou Incarnate Word, gird on Thy mighty sword. Our prayer attend. Come and Thy people bless, and give Thy word success. Spirit of holiness, on us descend. Come, Holy Comforter, Thy sacred witness bear in this glad hour. Thou, who almighty art, now rule in every heart, and never from us depart. Spirit of power, to Thee, Great One in Three, the highest praises be hence evermore. Thy sovereign majesty may we in glory see, and to eternity love and adore. Amen.
Thank you.
Come, thou almighty King. Come, thou almighty King. It is time for our offering. Our offertory scripture is found as Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3, our offertory scripture. Please turn in your Bibles to Malachi chapter 3, the book just before the New Testament, the last book of the Old Testament in our Bibles, the book preceding Matthew. Malachi chapter 3, our offertory scripture. The reading begins at verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings? Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord, yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Our offertory selection is titled, Stand Up for Jesus, found as selection number 389 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 389, Stand Up for Jesus. The lyrics are now offered. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, forth to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye who are men now serve him against unnumbered foes, let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him who overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Thank you. stand up for Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was our offertory selection. We, Trinity Baptist Church, encourage you to help support this ministry, which reaches around the world via the internet, blessing as many as will receive it. We want you to participate with us in the support of this ministry. We would appreciate your making note of how you may do so. Send your offering, send your tithe if you are not in a church. Send your tithe to Trinity Baptist Church, Post Office Box 2763, High Point, North Carolina, zip code 27261, USA. Send your offering, send your help, even if you're in a church and you want to be a part of what we're doing. That is, when you support us, then you get credit from God for what we are doing, because you then become a part of it. That's how one becomes a part of this kind of ministry. Whatever you send will give you a connection in terms of making you a supporter of what we are doing. And God will give you the appropriate credit. Send your offering, your donation, your tithe to Trinity Baptist Church, Post Office Box 2763, High Point, North Carolina, zip code 27261, USA. Trinity Baptist Church, Post Office Box 2763, High Point, North Carolina, zip code 27261, USA. Your attention is called once again to Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12, which is our sermonic scripture. Acts chapter 12. In Acts chapter 12, let us read verse 5. But Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Reading once again now, Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Our sermonic hymn is titled Onward Christian Soldiers, found as selection number 393 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 373, that is 393, that is. Selection 393. Selection 393 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled Onward Christian Soldiers. The lyrics are now offered. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ, the royal master, leads against the foe. forward into battle. See his banner go onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus, going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus, going on before. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus, going on before. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng, blend with ours your voices in the triumph song. Glory, Lord, and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus, going on before. Thank you. Christian soldiers marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the saints of the ages who have stood with you and persevered even in the direst of situation. Some gave their lives, others you spared. Help us to be faithful. Help us to be faithful. Help us to be faithful in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, and amen. The amazing power of prayer. The amazing power of prayer. Perhaps one of the most wasted and squandered resources and assets available to man on planet Earth is prayer. It is such a shame that so many fail to gain a useful knowledge of prayer. And they also, in many cases, fail to gain a useful relationship with the object of prayer, who is Almighty God. Prayer, defined by me as talking to God, I would put the word reverently. I would not recommend talking to God without doing it reverently. Even if you say he's your friend, I would define prayer as reverently talking to God, or talking reverently to God, or talking to God in a reverent manner, a reverent style, that is holding him in the highest esteem and realizing that he is Lord of lords and King of kings. But to not talk to God is foolish, and to talk to him and not know how, when knowing how is possible, is much less than wise. That is what we learn to do in church Sunday school. We learn to pray. We pray. We are learning how to talk to God. And I don't like to keep talking about those who aren't, but I am very concerned about those who no longer see a reason to talk to God, or no longer believe that there is a God to whom they may talk. That is tragic. I want to declare to you that there is a God. Not only a God, he is the God. He is the only God who is God. And beside him, there is no God. To those of you who do believe in him, I believe we should use prayer more often. The Bible said that the church was praying, and they prayed without ceasing. Apparently, the more we pray, the more God likes it. That's the way it seems to me. And if that is true, the less we pray, the less likely we are to hear in a positive way from Almighty God. Peter is being persecuted because of his ministry. James, the brother of John, has been killed by Herod, and it pleased the people. And now Herod wants to kill Peter also. And so he has him apprehended and put in prison. But he wants to find a politically expedient time to kill him. And so he decides to do it after Easter. And apparently, at the time, just before the time he was going to bring Peter forth, God answered the prayers and stepped in. Because the Holy Ghost is careful to tell us in verse 5 that prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. The Holy Ghost tells us through the writer of Acts chapter 12 of Peter's tragic and dangerous and almost deadly circumstances. Then it says, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church for him. And so we see Peter in our mind's eye in that prison, sleeping between two soldiers, two chains on, and keepers at the door of the prison. In other words, logic would say there is no way out. Logic would say, Peter, there is no way out of this. First of all, Herod has already killed James. He intends to kill you. He has made up his mind. He apprehended you. He bound you. He has put all these soldiers here. And you're sleeping between two of them. It looked like no way out. But I must refer you back to Acts chapter 12, verse 5, which says in the latter part of that verse, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. That's one way to get a miracle. I don't know if it's the only way or even the best way. But one way to get a miracle is to make prayer without ceasing. And it should be the church making that prayer. When the church makes prayer without ceasing unto God, things happen. And many of us perhaps are not doing that anymore. That's one thing those people that we call holy and sanctified would do. They would have certain times when they would offer prayer without ceasing. And I know some Methodists and some Baptists have done this. I've heard of it. And some others. You say, well, Reverend, that means we don't work. There are certain things that we need people to pray for a period of time. Some churches do it by having relay type teams. A few people come in and pray, others replace them. Praying without ceasing for one day may work miracles for you. Praying without ceasing. So Peter's condition was sealed, was deadly. And yet God from heaven reached out, sent his angel, and delivered Peter. Those who were praying without ceasing didn't believe the report that he was at the door, that Peter was at the door. That's the way we are sometimes. We pray, we want God to act, we expect him to act, and when he does act, we are surprised. We are unbelieving. Peter knocking on the door, young damsel comes to see who is there, runs back in and tells them, because she knows that they're praying for Peter, tells them that he's at the door. They do not believe her. They even say, it's his angel. That shows just how absolutely fixed Peter's condition was. They knew the trends of the prisons. They knew the actions. They knew how people were killed. They knew exactly what happened. They knew that Peter was in the slot, sleeping between two soldiers, chains on. They knew that it was unlikely in their minds, perhaps, that Peter would get out alive. Particularly since James had been taken. God had let them take James. And so now, Peter. And it must have been very frightful to them. And very, 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 very disquieting in terms of what is happening. These men are the men that were with Jesus. They are leading this new church. And now one by one, Herod is killing them. Oh, it must have been a horrible time. But apparently if they were praying without ceasing, apparently while they were praying, God sent his angel. Peter tells it this way. Acts chapter 12, verse 7 and following. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. The angel operated miracles. The chains falling off. And apparently the other people not knowing anything is happening. Verse 7, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. That's a miracle, my friends. That's a miracle. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wished not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Even Peter himself thought it was a vision. It was too good to be true. It was too miraculous for him, though Peter knew that God worked miracles. But somehow, he just assumed this must be a dream. This can't be happening. Verse 10. Acts chapter 12, verse 10. Acts chapter 12, verse 10. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. So they come out past the various wards. Nobody stops them. More than likely, nobody sees them. Then they come into the iron gate. That's the gate that leads in the city. I don't know what mechanisms they had during that time to open gates. I don't know if they had any automatic mechanisms, and they may have. We would assume that since we don't think they had electricity, that they would not have had the kind of doors that when you go into a supermarket, the doors just open for you, welcoming you. And you don't touch the doors. We would assume that they didn't have those kinds of gates and doors, but I'm not going to say for sure that they did not have a gate that opened of his own accord, but since the Holy Ghost put that in here, I'm more led to believe that it wasn't common back then for a gate to open of his own accord. And the Holy Ghost is very faithful and very careful to put in that it opened of its own accord. As we see here in verse 10, Acts chapter 12, verse 10, when they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. We see the angel with him while he is needed. Soon as Peter is where he can go on his own, then the angel departs. Heaven does that. Heaven doesn't seem to interfere with the natural structure unless it's necessary, and only for as long as it is necessary. Peter is now free, and he goes to where they are praying for him. Verse 11 says, and when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Peter wasn't even sure until he's out there and the angel was going. He looks around. Apparently, I don't know if it says he looks around. He says, now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jews. So now Peter confesses that the Lord has sent an angel and has delivered him. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. The angel is a miracle. The deliverance is a miracle. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where they were gathered together praying. And Peter knocked at the door of the gate. Read in verse 13 now, Acts chapter 12, verse 13. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even here. Even so. Verse 15 once again. And they said unto her, thou art mad, but she constantly affirmed that it was even so. And then said they, it is his angel. They didn't believe it was really Peter. They said, it's his angel. They knew the circumstances, and they allowed the circumstances to somehow sit on their faith, to somehow sit on their faith. Hold down their faith. Verse 16, but Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. God will do things that will astonish even the church. That's what prayer can do. If you will pray without ceasing for a period of time, if you will fast, if you will let God have his way, God will do things that will astonish even the church. This is the church. They are praying for Peter. He is the answer to their prayer, and they just can't process that. They just can't process this. It is too wonderful to be true. What? Many questions must have come to their mind. What? How? When? Where? Verse 17. But he, meaning Peter, beckoning unto him, but he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. And he said, go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Peter, delivered miraculously, the church not believing it. Peter, grasping it by and by, but not even knowing that it was true while he was doing it. Working with God is amazing. We ought to work with him. We ought to pray with him. Pray without ceasing. Fast. Let the Lord use you. Turn from all evil. Let God use you. God will do marvelously because of the amazing power of prayer. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for bringing us in contact with this experience of the Apostle Peter. Help us to be faithful, to hold on, to not give up, but to allow you to handle our situations after we've done that which we should do. We bless your name, we praise your name, and we shout hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Our hymn of invitation is titled Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, found in selection number 165 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 165 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. The lyrics are now offered. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me, his word my hope secures. He will my faith and portion be as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. If you're lost today, I invite you to come to Jesus Christ, our Lord, and be saved. How do I come, Reverend? Wherever you are, just start talking to God. He's everywhere. The amazing power of prayer. Repent, accept Jesus Christ. He came to planet Earth and died for your sins and for mine. I have taken advantage of his dying by coming into him and repenting and being saved. If you have not taken advantage, come to him now. Do I have to go to church, Reverend? It would be good to do it in church, but you should do it right away. You don't know what could happen on the way to church. Go ahead and pray now, right now. Say, oh, Lord, save my soul. Oh, Lord, save my soul. Say, oh, Lord, save my soul. Oh, Lord, save my soul. How long do I say that, Reverend? Until he saves your soul. He knows. He will teach you. If you've listened to me here, listen to this church, you have more than enough knowledge to become saved. It's up to you. It's up to you. But God has given amazing grace. To us who have taken advantage of it, it is sweet. It is sweet. It is sweet. We pray that you will also accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.